Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 65 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Haggai, and today's devotion is titled, Consider Your Ways. R. Kent Hughes once said, contemplation of God brings reflection on sins, and reflection on sin brings contemplation of God. Our text for today is from Haggai chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Haggai, the second shortest book in the Old Testament, has a powerful message on putting God first in our lives. It was written to people like us who believe in God, but sometimes struggle to worship Him as they should. God's people had drifted away from Him and focused on themselves rather than Him. They built themselves paneled houses while God's temple remained unbuilt. God sent Haggai to help His people get their priorities straight. Haggai begins his challenge in verse 2 with the words, thus says the Lord of hosts. God's prophet refers to God with these words 14 times in his prophecy. This is also a common title used for God in Zechariah and Malachi. Nahum also used this designation for God in chapter 1, verse 12. This title is sometimes translated as the Lord Almighty or Yahweh's armies. Haggai's use of this phrase displays that God is still in control even when the world appears to be under the rule of Persia. Since God is always on His throne, He deserves to be continually worshipped and obeyed. Yet the people of God had resorted to living for themselves. Haggai addresses this in verse 4, aptly explained by Tim Shenton. The prophet asks a rhetorical question in order to challenge the priorities of the people and to counteract their apathy. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? He wants to awaken their dull consciences, to highlight the ingratitude of their selfish actions, and to pour scorn on their miserable and insincere excuses. According to the people, it was the right time to build and adorn their own houses, but the wrong time to build God's temple. Their own comfort was more important than God's kingdom. Haggai emphatically challenges the people with the statement, consider your ways. That's in verse 5. This is a favorite expression of Haggai, found four times in this short book. In chapter 1, verse 5, and also in verse 7, and then in chapter 2, verses 15 and 18. It is a serious call to examine one's life and reflect on one's actions. God continues His call to self-examination and repentance in verse 6. The phrase, you have sown much and harvested little, refers to years of famine, drought, crop failure, and disease. God wants Israel to see that these were his judgments and not a viable excuse for forsaking the rebuilding of his temple. Verse 6 continues with a reminder of Israel's futile attempts to care for themselves. They would never be satisfied with what their strength could provide. They desperately needed God to provide for them. Even though they were back in their promised land, they had turned their backs on the one who had delivered on his promises. Haggai's words were a stinging indictment of their misplaced priorities and a call back to a right relationship with God. Some questions to consider. The Hebrew expression, "consider your ways," means to set your heart upon your ways. Why is your heart the key to self-examination? If you consider your ways, what would be your findings? And finally, is there an area of your life where you have misplaced priorities? If so, what are they? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.